Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're in the midst of a study of the conversion of Cornelius. And many have turned to him as an example of a man that was saved without being baptized. But they have done so in error because he received special gift and a special outpouring of the Holy Spirit to convince the Jews that these Gentiles too were subject to repentance and hence everlasting life. And so Peter then commanded them to be baptized. Let me read the story. I'm reading from Acts chapter 10, and we had already begun this story in our last class session. I'll begin in just a moment. After Peter had come to the household of Cornelius and asked why it is that you've sent me, and they said, to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. I think it's interesting that Cornelius, being a centurion, was interested in commands. He knew about commands. He knew commands were to be obeyed. And so he said to Peter that they had gathered to hear all things commanded thee of God. Now we're going to begin reading in Acts chapter 10 and in verse 34 in just a moment. But before we do, I need to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let me read Acts chapter 10 and verse 34. And Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is acceptable to him. The word which he sent to the children of Israel, preaching good tidings of peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That saying ye yourselves know, which was published throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee, after the baptism which John preached, even Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were opposed of the devil, or oppressed of the devil. For God was with him, and we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they also slew, hanging him on a tree. Him God raised up the third day, and gave him to be made manifest, not to all people, but unto witnesses that were chosen before of God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he charged us to preach unto the people and to testify that this is he who is ordained of God to be the judge of the living and the dead. To him bear all the prophets witness, and through his name every one that believeth on him shall receive remission of sins. Acts 10:44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all them that heard the word, and they of the circumcision that believed were amazed, and as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, who have received the Holy Spirit as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Acts 11. Now the apostles and the brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, thou wentest into men uncircumcised, and did eat with them. But Peter began and expounded the matter unto them in order, saying, I was in the city of Joppa, praying, and a trance. In a trance, I saw a vision, a certain vessel descending, as it were a great sheet let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even unto me. Upon which I had fastened mine eyes, I considered, and I saw the four-footed beast of the earth, and wild beast, and creeping things, and birds of the heaven. And I heard also a voice saying unto me, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. But I said, Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean hath ever entered into my mouth. But a voice answered the second time out of heaven, What God hath cleansed, make thou not common. And this was done thrice. And all were drawn up again into heaven. And behold, forthwith, three men stood before the house in which we were having been sent from Caesarea unto me, and the Spirit bade me go with them, making no distinction. And these six brethren also accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. And he told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, Send to Joppa, and fetch Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall speak unto thee words whereby thou shalt be saved, thou and all thy house. And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, even as on us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized in the Holy Spirit. If then God gave unto them the like gift as he did also unto us when we believed on the Lord Jesus, who was I that I could withstand God? And when they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, Then to the Gentiles also hath God granted repentance unto life. Now, looking at Elam's notes for this Sunday school lesson, we see that the golden verse is Acts chapter 10 and verse 35, the golden text, where it says, Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is acceptable to him. Now, the devotional reading is Isaiah chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord Jehovah is upon me, because Jehovah hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound, to proclaim the year of Jehovah's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, and to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them a garland for ashes, and the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, and plantings of Jehovah, that he may be glorified, and they shall build the old waste. And they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and foreigners shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priest of Jehovah. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the wealth of nations, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. Instead of your shame, ye shall have double. And instead of dishonor, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I, Jehovah, love justice. I hate robbery with iniquity. And I will give them their recompense in truth. And I will make them an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which Jehovah hath blessed. I will greatly rejoice in Jehovah. My soul shall be joyful in my God, For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh herself with a garland, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth its bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord Jehovah will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Now let's note some of the geographical notes. When Peter had received the vision of the sheet coming down from heaven, he was in Joppa. Joppa is one of those few little seaport towns along that coast of Canaan. It was not conducive to being seaports, but Joppa was a place where ships could come and launch and load and unload their goods. And Peter was at Joppa, and Cornelius was at Caesarea, about 30 miles north of Joppa on the Mediterranean Sea. Caesarea was a seaport as well, but it was not a natural seaport. It was one that had been made by the Romans for that purpose. Caesarea was built by Herod the Great and named for Augustus Caesar. It was about 70 miles northwest from Jerusalem and was a seaport in Judea. It was the Roman capital of Judea. Cornelius, the centurion of this lesson, was stationed there. He was captain of 100 Italian soldiers called the Italian Band. Caesarea occupies an important place in Acts of the Apostles. There Paul appeared before Felix, Festus, and Agrippa, and was in prison for 2 years. Philip the Evangelist resided there, according to Acts chapter 21 and verse 8. Now this lesson shows how the Jewish Christians were convinced that they should receive and treat Gentile converts to Christ as Christians equal with themselves. Such startling news as Peter's action at the house of Cornelius and the conversion of the Gentiles spread rapidly. The apostles were still at Jerusalem. The reception of the Gentiles was a wonderful event and an advance in the step of the history of the church. Now, we read in verses 1 through 3 this charge. This is in Acts chapter 11, 1 through 3. Now the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, Thou wentest unto men uncircumcised, and did eat with them. They that were of the circumcision were Jewish Christians. They thought that the only way Gentiles could become Christians was to come into the church through Judaism. They contended with Peter that as he went in and ate with the uncircumcised, that if he ate with them, he placed himself on an equality with them, and hence, that if he was justifiable in doing that, he was also justifiable in preaching Christ to them and baptizing them, and that would destroy their theory that the Gentiles must become Christians through Judaism. Well, Peter replied to this charge in verse 5. In Acts chapter 11 and verse 5, Peter replied to this charge. He says in verse 4, Peter began and expanded the matter unto them in order, saying, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, a certain vessel descending, as it were a great sheet let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even unto me. He was in Joppa at noon. He went up on the mountaintop to pray, the houses having flat tops with battlements furnished a quiet place for meditation and prayers. The apostles prayed much. Jesus was a prayerful Savior. Cornelius, too, was praying when the angel came to him. In the busy, rushing world today, many Christians do not stop to pray, and some do not think it effectuous. We'll continue the lesson on our next class.